John chapter 10, verse 10, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly or more abundantly. That was the theme for the World Youth Day when it was with St. John Paul II in Denver in 1993. I have deep, impressed memories of that experience as I waited in line to go to the bathroom for like several hours. The line was like a mile long to go. It was something to behold. Anyway, a powerful spiritual experience for me. So no, St. John Paul II, being really totus tuus, all for God, and having such an appeal and attraction in the way that he presented the faith, really captured what his pontificate was about. That God came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And here's the thing, we are all seeking a more abundant life. Think about how much of our day and our lives are about achieving more. And so the sacrifices that parents make, you know, to get their kids all these different kinds of sporting events or extracurricular activities, the hours, the sacrifices, there's a desire for achieving more. And what's that more for? For maybe to experience the hope of an abundant life. You see, we're made for that. It's like we can't not do it. But this is not the abundant life that the Lord is, that's going to result in satisfaction of this deepest desire within us, this abundant life that we're wanting. The only way that we're going to satisfy that deepest part of our soul that is looking for the abundant life, whether we are aware of it or not, is by receiving the divine life of God. This is what Jesus came to give. This is what he has promised. Life without end, the bread of life, the bread that satisfies. And so, okay, this is what he's giving, this is what he's promising. How do we approach that? How do we move forward? How do we make progress in regards to receiving this abundant life? Well, Jesus is trying to lay it out for the Pharisees and scribes. He's saying that he is the shepherd. Then he goes on, they weren't understanding that figure of speech, so he said that he's the gate. And this is going to be a hard saying for the Pharisees and scribes because they see the gate as Moses and the law. That's the way that salvation was found. But Jesus is saying, no, I am the way. I am the gate. And you enter through this gate and you'll find pasture. All right. This imagery connects with us, but how much does it translate into a concrete plan for our lives? You know, when we think about wanting to achieve more in our life, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's kids in sports, there's a plan, there's specific steps that we have to take, right? Well, what does it mean? That's pretty abstract. I'm going to walk through the gate, and the gate is Jesus, and I'm experiencing the abundant life. Well, it looks like something, this walking through the gate. And that's what Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 shows to us. It sets up, it's really the whole process or formula for entering into the abundant life. And it's repeated throughout the Gospels. But what are the steps that Peter spoke to the whole Israelite community? And he told them, this Jesus Christ, whom God sent, and that you crucified. The one that God sent, Jesus Christ, whom you crucified. So you can imagine, if you're on the receiving end of that, you crucified him. And what was their response? Was it anger and hatred and revenge, like the Pharisees and scribes? No, it was actually, they were cut to the heart. They were cut to the heart. They were astonished. They were shuddering, you might say, because they finally got it. It was personalized for them. And then they started asking, brothers, what should we do? Okay, what do we do now? This is kind of scary. And Peter says to them, repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit. All right. So now we're getting into the process, the steps that are involved in walking through the gate. So the first movement is what? An awareness that there's a relationship between me and him on the cross. That they were convicted, that they were responsible. We don't believe that the Jews were responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus. We believe that our sins, all of our sins, were responsible. So this interiorizing, this personalization of the reality that I'm a sinner and that he came for me and died for my sins. And he took up the debt that I owe. The whole job of the Holy Spirit is to personalize the faith for us. So it's not something external or cultural or out there. It becomes something in here. And only the Holy Spirit can translate and transfer to make the Catholic faith personal for us. So this conviction. Now, there's two ways that the devil can work right now, because the devil is trying to get us to go through another gate. So how does he prevent us? Well, if the first step is this conviction in regards to my sin and what happened to Jesus, what the devil's going to try to do is deter us from that first step. And so he does that by fallacious reasoning. This is what St. Ignatius says, fallacious reasoning, through what I would say magnification and minimalization. So, or minimalizing. So what is to magnification? It's over-exaggerating something and losing perspective. And so for the person who wants a greater, fuller conviction of their sin, so that there's a sense of being cut to the heart, what the evil spirit would try to do is just make them focus entirely and exclusively on their darkness and their sin to lead them to despair. You see what I'm saying? So he tries to magnify the sense of sin in our life so that we don't look to the Lord, but we look to ourselves and we despair, like Judas. So that's one movement, and that's why a lot of people have rejected that approach, the approach of recognizing one's sins in regards to the Christian faith. Let's not talk about sin. Well, the evil spirit has worked in the background in some way so as to what? This is a bad thing for you. It'll just lead you to despair. It'll hurt your self-image. Well, if we allow it to magnify, that's what will happen. Minimalizing is what? Oh, I haven't killed anybody. I haven't really been that bad. That's the current, I mean, in different ages, different periods, there's going to be a movement as a whole with the people towards minimalizing or magnifying. Right now, we're in a minimalizing age. Basically, I'm a good person, and I really haven't committed any sins. Bless me, Father. You know, it's been 2 years since my last confession. Well, I haven't really killed anybody. I've been a pretty good person. Yes, my child. Okay, so but here's the part of the problem is just there's a lack of formation and awareness around what is sin. So it's not really the person's fault. We've had a generation where this hasn't been our focus, right? Now here's the problem though. In order to walk through the gate, we have to be convicted like those first disciples were and cut to the heart, because there's a connection between me and what happened to him on the cross. So how can we go about this? Well, there needs to be formation. So what do? Learning more about our faith, praying to the Holy Spirit for an awareness of our sin, a healthy sense of sin, so that we can begin moving forward. I always say that every Catholic should read at least one page a day, one page from a spiritual book. That continues to inform the narrative in your mind in regards to the faith and get us thinking in the right way. You think about this approach. You know, am I just making up something that's novel or new as far as the first movement is being convicted of our sin? No. How does the Mass start? The first thing that we do is we open up and what? Call to mind our sins. That's the first step through the gate. What do we do right before we receive communion? How do we prepare ourselves? Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Tomorrow, the international statue of Our Lady of Fatima is coming to Blessed Sacrament, and we are so excited about that visit. But in 1917, when Our Lady was speaking to the children in those apparitions, you know, what was one of the first things that she said to them? Pray the rosary for conversion, repentance of sin, reparation. So every Marian, apparition that's been approved. The first movement is this about having a deeper conviction in regards to our sin. Not to lead us to magnify and go into despair, but to lift us up. I love the little story about after they had received the vision of hell, the three shepherd children, Lucia asked if the three children, if they'd be saved. And Our Lady Fatima told Lucia that, yes, they would be, but Francisco would have to pray many rosaries. So there you go. So this is the pathway through the gate. And now we begin to understand why it's so tempting to go through another gate. The gate of, well, there's no such, it's not my responsibility, it's not my fault, I don't take any kind of ownership for my sin. Or even go to the other extreme, I'm horrible, I'm beyond God's mercy, I can't be saved. That magnification, does that make sense? So there's three steps. I'm not going to go through all three of them because I just spent the entire amount of my homily on that first step. But that first step is the most important step in the sense that there's no way to the abundant life that God is promising except through the first step of recognizing, having a true appreciation of our sinfulness. And right now we are in a period of the church where we need more formation personally in our mind, learning about what sin is, how sin works, and the layers of sin that are in our life. Because a lot of our sin we are blind to, and it's not obvious. We shouldn't get anxious about this, but we should want to go forward to learn more about it, to ask other people who know, to read, so as to form our conscience in a way that the Holy Spirit's gifts of knowledge and understanding can work to move us forward to experiencing and knowing the abundant life, which God has promised not just a priest or religious, or not just a few designated people, or these three shepherd children of Fatima, but this is God's will for each one of you. This is God's will for each one of you. Do you believe this?